Come April 1, the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, will roll out its cashless system. This is part of a broader initiative to ensure a safe and reliable transport system, as well as to plug revenue leaks. The JUTC has so far acquired over 70,000 smarter cards to be distributed to the public through its sales offices in the corporate area.
We're asking all our commuters to use their smarter cards, to get familiar with it, practice using it, print your own ticket, collect your own tickets. It is the smart way to go.
Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan. There is no cost to commuters who want to acquire a JUTC smarter card.
Once you put a minimum of $300 on your card, we will give you your smarter card and you can travel on JUTC until that value expires.
Mr. Finnegan says persons who have already acquired the cards may begin using them immediately. Just how will commuters benefit from the cashless system? Well, JUTC's Marketing and Communications Manager Clinton Clark says the system will be safer for commuters as they won't have to carry around cash to pay fares.
The commuters are going to be facilitated with safety. In other words, you don't really have to come on the JUTC bus with money to pay your fare. You use your card and you do that. So you top up your card. But more importantly, the commute will get an opportunity to now budget. So whenever you get your pay, you can always calculate what is required to take you around and to take you to and from work. And you put it on the card. That way you don't have to worry that you're going to spend all the money.
Smarter cards are now available at JUTC's East Parade office, downtown Kingston, the Halfway Tree Transport Center, and the Spanish Town Lay-by St. Catherine. JUTC personnel are also going into schools to ensure that children have ready access to smarter cards. Provisions are also made for the disabled community and senior citizens.
We go to the Combined Disabilities Association and we do likewise. We provide them with the relevant information that they need to deal with in order to get their cards. And the senior citizens, we are also engaging them as well from the JUTC standpoint to facilitate the actual production and distribution of cards.
Now, to make the process of topping up your smarter cards much easier, the JUTC has partnered with a number of agencies.
We have Ivan's Welding out there in Central Village. We have Coors Texaco in the center of Spanish Town. And we have the Town Center Pharmacy in the LOJ Shopping Center in Spanish Town. And we are presently pursuing some other outlets in the town. Over in Portmore Mall Pharmacy is up and running. Greater Portmore Pharmacy is up and running, as well as Portmore Pines Pharmacy, and soon to come on board with the Genus Pharmacy. In Kingston, outside of the Halfway Tree Transportation Center and the East Parade Lay-by, we also have a location at the Lotto Shop in Papine. We also have a location in MedSurf in Harbour View on the Harbour View Shopping Mall. Parkington Pharmacy as well in Kingston are all on board.
Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark. He's urging persons to buy their smarter cards now and avoid the rush when the cashless system is fully implemented on April 1. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Hi, I'm Shaggy. It pains my heart to listen to news and hear all the big man them, and even the woman them, trampling on the rights of our children to a life free from fear and violence. We cannot continue to shoot children, neglect them or turn them into girlfriends, boyfriends, or baby mother. That's not right. Allow our children to feel protected and safe. Everybody under the age of 18 is a child. Parents and guardians, I want you to watch over your children and to listen to them. Sometimes the person abusing your child is somebody you know. Let's join hands for the youth. Don't betray their trust and provide them with a safe environment.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to
depend on me. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.